Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, January 31st. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The state prison at San Quentin is breaking up death row. That's where, for decades, California has housed inmates sentenced to death. It's been more than 15 years since any have been executed. Now Governor Gavin Newsom is scattering the nearly 560 death row inmates still at San Quentin among seven prisons across the state. Robert Dunham is with the Death Penalty Information Center in Washington, D.C. He says under a pilot program that began in 2020, California has already moved more than 100 inmates out of San Quentin's death row to other prisons.
And what we're going to have essentially is a death row in name only, is individuals who are sentenced to death, housed as any other maximum security prisoner serving a life sentence would be housed.
The governor's move to close down death row at San Quentin is based on an interpretation of a provision in a 2016 ballot measure that was supposed to speed up executions. That measure also allows the state to move condemned inmates off death row. Now to today's COVID-19 numbers. In LA County, they are dropping fast. The county's hospitals are caring for 3,720 COVID-19 positive patients. That total is down more than 1,000 over the past 12 days. The test positivity rate over the past week in LA County is down to 10.1%. That's about half what it was at the start of January. In Orange County, the test positivity rate is close to LA County's, but not so in Riverside and San Bernardino counties. Their test positivity rates are still above 20%, although they were well above 30% during the first week of January. The drop in COVID-19 stats is why LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger wants state and local public health officials to end widespread COVID-19 masking policies. She says they don't mean much if they're not followed or enforced. She points to Instagram photos that show Governor Gavin Newsom and LA Mayor Eric Garcetti unmasked at SoFi Stadium during yesterday's Rams 49ers game. Both said later they were wearing masks for the most part, but took them off for photos. Here's the governor.
I was trying to be gracious, and I made a mistake. I was trying to be gracious and took the mask off for a brief second. But I encourage people to continue to wear them.
But maybe not for long. The governor says the state will soon outline new guidelines for endemic COVID-19 in California. Today is the deadline to sign up for health insurance through Covered California, the state's health insurance marketplace. KPCC's Leslie Beristain-Rojas says if you don't have health coverage, well, you got till midnight to lock it down.
The state's health insurance exchange is urging Californians to sign up for coverage, and today is their last day to do it this year. After the deadline, the only way they'll be able to sign up through Covered California is if they have a qualifying event, like the loss of a job, for example, or the birth of a child. Only people who are eligible for Medi-Cal can sign up year-round. The pandemic has pushed more people to enroll for insurance through the exchange. According to Covered California, enrollment jumped by more than 350,000 over the past 2 years. The pandemic also led to this change. Now, people who enroll don't need to wait 15 days for coverage to begin. A Covered California spokesman said if they sign up today, provided everything checks out, their coverage can start as soon as February 1st. That's tomorrow. People can go to coveredca.com to sign up online or to find a certified insurance agent. I'm Leslie Beristain-Rojas.
Let's circle back to the Rams' big victory yesterday over the 49ers. That win earned them a trip to the Super Bowl on February 13th at SoFi Stadium. You know who else won yesterday? We did, KPCC, plus our friends across town at public radio station KCRW. Here's Ben Trefney with California Hub member station KALW in San Francisco.
You might have heard that KALW joined fellow public radio station KQED in a friendly wager with our California hub buddies KPCC and KCRW, who serve the Southland. The 49ers lost, so we lost. We'll be sending a gift basket of NorCal goodies to those NPR affiliates, and we are compelled to say the following. Everybody's very happy, because the sun is shining all the time. Looks like another perfect day. I love LA.
I love LA.
On a mostly cloudy day in San Francisco, I'm Ben Treffen, KALW News.
Yeah, we do love it. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.